You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Julian Dine, Hours featuring Lady Six, and we've got Julian in the studio. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, yeah.
That's good to hear. We're chatting to you about a few things today, but specifically the Alpha Sessions, which you've been touring around the country with Lady Six and Parks and the rest of the crew, and working on new music in front of a live audience. Tell us a wee bit about how that process has been so far, because it sounds like it's been a really fun tour.
Yeah, so this is the last two shows, you know, finishing in Auckland at the Phoenix Cabaret tonight. Yeah, it's been really fun. We've done Wanaka, Queenstown, Littleton and Wellington so far.
Nice.
And really receptive audiences, and yeah, it's been super fun.
And how does the process work? Because the Alpha Sessions is something that you've all kind of had a few runs at now. We've had songs that you've written, worked on, rehearsed, and then you take them to an audience. But it does seem like there's a wee bit of experimentation going on or growing ideas that were seeds maybe to start with at the beginning of the tour? How is that process sort of
Yeah, it's basically happened? To showcase a whole bunch of new songs, which are kind of in mostly finished kind of situations, but there's kind of a little bit of leeway in terms of finishing it live, as it were. You know, it's relatively preordained, like we're kind of rehearsed quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's an ability to kind of stretch and jam a little bit. But in saying that, it's not like a big jam session where no one's knowing what they're doing. It's kind of pretty organized.
Structure.
Yeah, it's pretty structured, but
yeah.
It's still really new for us. So we're still kind of figuring out all kind of teething problems or anything. And it's kind of great to do it in front of an audience because then you see what works in real time.
So who is the crew at the moment? Who's up on the stage?
So the band is Lady Six on vocals, Parks on vocals and drum machine, and Brandon Haru on keyboards and myself on drums and percussion.
And you've all worked together for a long time now. You've all done various projects or been involved in each other's projects. How have you found that relationship over time has changed or deepened?
I mean, there's definitely a trust that comes with having played together for so long. You know, it's probably over 20 years that I've been working with Lady Six and Parks. Brandon probably in the last 10 years or so. Yeah, so it's just like family, really, you know.
Yeah. And how have you found people respond to the new tracks that you've been playing on the tour? Because I've heard really nice things from friends in Wellington who went along to the show and had a really great time. Like, what's the vibe been?
Lady's kind of been doing a sort of little bit of an impromptu kind of survey as the show goes on. And, you know, tell us at the end of the show, you know, do you like track 3 better than track 5
or whatever,
you know. But in general, the music's been, the music is a lot more kind of dance floor friendly. So it's kind of a lot more house and electro based. But within that, there's lots of variants. And yeah, so it's good for dancing, really. Yeah.
You play so many different types of music in your own sort of world, Julian. How do you, I guess, know what you're walking into with a different project, different collaborators? Obviously, with someone like Lady, who you've worked with for 2 decades, you have a pretty established idea of what the vibe is going to be. But do you have to put on different hats when you're working on different projects? Do you feel like you're switching into different modes, or do you kind of just come in as yourself and feel it out?
It's kind of like, I would attribute it to be like an actor or something. You've got different kind of roles that you can play and used to doing. And, you know, for instance, with Lady, it's, I add some of the kind of spice of my, toolkit, but it's not, I'm selective about what I use in different situations. So, so for instance, tonight it's much more minimal than say my drumming for Avondale Bowling Club or, Circling Sun, and kind of slotting into this dance floor kind of format.
Yeah.
But I love it too, you know, because it's like you say, it's a different part of your persona and you're wearing a different hat.
Yeah. When you're writing for yourself or working on your own projects, how do you approach that? Where do you start? Is it like is it a drum bit that you start with? Is it an idea or a melody, or where does it come from?
Yeah, it's very much building from the ground up. Generally drums, programming things or playing them live, and then kind of messing with samples and found sounds, and then bringing in studio musicians and kind of just building up kind of like an artifact from the ground up.
And those studio musicians, are they regular cast of old mates as well? Or
yep. Very much the same. Lots of people from the Lady Six crew, like Brandon Haru and Parks and Lady, always contribute in some way. Guy Harrison and J.Y. Lee from Avondale Bowling Club, and a raft of other friends that I've used over the years a lot, Lewis McCallum and Jeremy Toy. And
good crew, a really good crew. It's nice to, I think, hear all of these artists who have their very own, like, you know, very specific projects going on. When you do hear each other working on, you know, each other's projects, it brings out these different flavours of those musicians' skill bank, like we've been talking about with yourself, but also, you know, ours that we just listened to. It's so classically Lady Six, but it is also very different to her own songs that she puts out. It's quite a different output. Do you find it exciting hearing your friends tap into those different skill sets for themselves when they're working with you, for example, on your stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of the unique element of a lot of New Zealand musicians is that we're kind of quite diverse and can kind of just kind of like having more than one trick in your toolbox, basically.
Yeah, and supporting each other's stuff.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the Circling Sun, because you have been doing some ongoing very cool sort of projects with this at East Street on just off K Road. How's that been going?
It's been awesome. So we're doing another one this Sunday at 5 o'clock. Circling Sun's kind of a band that we've had going for probably about 15 years now, and we sort of duck in and duck out, wear suits, and it's super fun. It's kind of like a quite sort of spiritual jazz influenced and quite African sounding in places.
And it must be nice to be able to keep returning to East Street as well and have kind of a base to vibe things out. How have you found that?
Oh, it's awesome. Super friendly staff, and actually the acoustics inside are really quite conducive to acoustic jazz music, so we're super happy with the place.
It's a good spot. So that's this weekend.
Yep.
And tonight is one of two Lady Six Alpha sessions that are happening at Phoenix Cabaret, the other being tomorrow as well. And there are still some tickets, but I wouldn't muck around too much because they're selling pretty fast. Under the Radar is the place to go. Give us a little bit more of a feel. What can people expect tonight? Four to the floor, as you say, a lot of grooving.
I mean, within that, there's lots of diversification. There's kind of some slightly more R&B-esque tunes in there. Probably about 80% new music with three or four older songs peppered into the set. We have DJ Pom opening for us tonight.
Awesome.
And Christoph Altruento is the DJ for Friday night.
Fab.
Two of our favourites. Just a really good time, basically, I think. Come bring your dancing shoes, but also come check some new songs and some new music.
Fantastic. And this will all, part of the Alpha Sessions is it all kind of becomes an album further down the track.
That's right, yeah.
And you're also working on your own stuff at the moment, is that right, Julian?
Yeah, I've finished an album which is due to come out later this year or early next year, I think, via Soundway in the UK and Wonderful Noise in Japan.
Awesome.
Yep.
What can we expect from that project?
It's kind of a continuation of my last record of Teal. Lots more vocal cuts. Lots more guest vocalists, lots of New Zealand vocalists and Australian vocalists. Again, kind of centred around DJing and dance floor culture, but lots of the kind of live jazz sensibilities thrown in too.
Fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to that, and we'll catch you tonight with Lady Six and the whole crew at the Alpha Sessions at Phoenix Cabaret, or tomorrow if you can't head along tonight. And I think tickets are $40 plus a booking fee, which is very, very reasonable. Let's have a bit of a classic Lady Six track now. This is Beffy. Thank you so much, Julian Dine.
Thank you so much.
Reasons to make this thing work. Don't you pin your mind, nothing will make this thing.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.